I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Hard to believe another year's gone by. And hard to believe I've done over 100 shows. Now, 100 shows are great, but there's a problem there, too. And that is, the more shows that are available, the harder it is for you to find what you're looking for. And that's why I put together an alphabetized list of show subjects. Instead of randomly scrolling down the list of show notes in numerical order, you can quickly check the index for topics you're interested in. One thing I found out from studying the statistics is that listeners mostly stick to the most recent shows. They don't bother scrolling down to check topics from the early days, and I think that's a mistake. The early shows have a ton of basic information in them, and newbie softball players especially should start at the beginning, picking and choosing the shows that sound interesting to them. The index can save you a lot of time. Want some tips on playing third base? Listen to show number 28. How to run faster right now, today? Show 38. Recruiting new players for your team? Show 11. For those of you who are fairly new to the show and haven't explored the early episodes, here are a few things I covered in the first year that you may have missed. How to set your batting order. Base coaching. Tips for new managers. How to handle no-shows. How to handle latecomers. Dealing with angry ball players. What to carry in your team bag. Playing the infield. Playing the outfield. Several shows on pitching, including my most popular show of all time, number 22, Pitching the Knuckleball. Now, I think all of those are great programs, but very few people listen to them because they're so far down on the page. In the second year, I discussed playing third base, pitching to power hitters, playing first base, catching, how to compensate for poor endurance, death on the mound, team practices, and a series of four shows outlining exactly what a pitcher should do before, during, and after each pitch. In the third year, I covered fast pitch bats, handling rundowns, playing fall ball, composite bats, softball forums on the internet, and pregame stretching, should you or shouldn't you, and you'll be surprised at the answer. Also, finding and keeping sponsors, playing second base, dealing with umpires, and using bat donuts. Again, you'll be surprised at what the experts say about that. In year four, we talked about hitting in cold weather, tips for absolute newbies, offense, defense, and batting order strategy for co-rec ball. Best gloves for pitchers. Easy CPR for softballers. And there's even Abbott and Costello doing their Who's on First routine, which I put up when I had laryngitis and couldn't talk that week. And every year I did a show on rule changes in the ASA rulebook, including a couple of shows about new rules that were proposed but turned down. Now, if any of those shows sound interesting to you and you haven't heard them yet, you've got some serious listening to do. Go to the index and find the shows that interest you most. The index is at danhughes.net/index-s.htm. There's a link on the blog page. And by the way, when my show ages another year, sadly, so do I. Last week I turned 65. Yikes. Well, thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on playing, coaching, and managing adult slow-pitch softball, visit my website, slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.